Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Amerks host Scranton tonight at 7 on the proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's get the latest from Orchard Park with Matt Perino, NewYorkUpstate.com, Syracuse Post-Standard. Matt, let's start with the health of the Buffalo Bills. That injury report just came out. What do we know?
Yeah, so it looks like Ty Nsekhe still kind of battling his way back from the ankle injury. I actually saw him out last night in town. He was doing a charity event, a really cool event, actually. He gave $5,200 gift cards to Walmart to 50 Salvation Army underprivileged kids and went shopping with them last night with Lee Smith. Really cool thing, and I talked to him for a brief few minutes, and he said he's working his way back. He seemed in good spirits. He was walking really well. We haven't seen him out on the practice field, so that's good news there, because obviously Cody Ford continues to struggle a little bit as he tries to find some consistency. Corey Legion, I just, some housekeeping. I wouldn't anticipate him being out this week, but it's something that we'll monitor as the week goes by. Other than that, it's pretty frightful weather out here in Western New York. I don't know how things are in Rochester.
Yeah, it's kind of just your typical, I don't know, squall. I don't know what you want to call it right now. What you get here in December and winter. Matt Perino from the Syracuse Post-Standard, who is in Buffalo covering the Bills as the Bills off the practice field today. I would imagine there was a lot of talk on how do you counter blitzing here, because, maybe the Steelers don't blitz as much as the Ravens, but certainly the Steelers have a defense. They lead the league in takeaways. So what is the talk here, Matt, today in the locker room on how the Bills plan here to rectify what happened last week?
You know, I think everybody has looked in the mirror and is kind of taking responsibility for what happened. I talked to John Feliciano for an extended period of time. He said, listen, it's easy to blame the quarterback, but we failed him. We did not get the job done up front. Those six sacks put it on us. We have to do a better job of keeping him clean. And, and it just goes back to what we've talked about over and over again. When you're dealing with a second-year quarterback, who still doesn't have two seasons worth of starts in this league coming from where he's coming from, when he sees exotic looks and things that he's just not used to seeing, you know, there's a tendency to be a little bit jittery in the pocket. You saw that with some of the inconsistencies and lack of execution early on in that game. And that goes in what leads to three quarters of uninspiring football. But there's a caveat to all this. And it's you want the win and you want the organization and the franchise to be passed, you know, the moral victories and all that. But there is this utter belief in the locker room in Josh Allen when crunch time comes. And Feliciano said, you go down there and look at those two drives where Josh Allen drove them down the field, converted the touchdown, got the two-pointer to Cole, and they felt like he was going to tie that game, and if they tied the game, they were going to win it. So there is still this belief, and there's not a lack of confidence or a hit to the confidence level of this offense. And, you know, I go back to last week, and I was pretty aggressive in how much I believed in the fact that they were going to win this game. And a lot of that was based on the defense, because I thought this defense was going to come in here and really put forth a really strong effort against Lamar Jackson in this offense. And they did that. And I asked Micah Hyde in the locker room today, it's like, you said you spent 10 straight days watching film last week, the most film you've ever watched to prepare for Lamar and that Baltimore offense. Now you have to go and prepare, you know, on 7 days for an undrafted rookie free agent and a pretty uninspiring offense, if you think about it, with James Conner, who could be out, Juju Smith-Schuster could be out, and he said nothing changes. All the focus, all the urgency is set on this game. I think everybody in that locker room knows what's on the line this week, and you feel that. It was a real loose day. It was a light practice, no pads, which is very untraditional for Wednesday. Usually they're out there in full gear, but it was a physical game Sunday. They're expecting another physical game this Sunday. And the spirits were high, which I think is good. They're still 9-4, 9 win. Controlling your own destiny. Spirits are high.
Matt, I evaluated after the game on Sunday and kind of scoping the landscape. Buffalo Bills fans, I think, fell into one of two camps. One, either the camp was Josh Allen needs to be better, or two, Josh Allen needs better weapons. I think there's also a part of me that wonders about the Bills and how they're managing this roster, how they're managing this team, because it wasn't that it wasn't an aggressive game plan against the Ravens. I thought the game plan was fine, but I also felt like there was a little bit of tentativeness, a little bit of fear and anxiety versus the loose kind of way that they were playing without fear, that fearlessness that they played with during their three-game winning streak. And I'm worried that becomes a default setting now, and that, you know, if it was hockey, we'd say they're gripping the stick too tight. Do you get any sense of that at all with this Bills team right now?
It's funny you mention that, because Josh had one real interesting thing that I think he said today. He said, he was asked about, you know, if it was just going to take connecting on a couple of these deep balls to make it, to give him the kind of confidence that he needs, and then it's going to the snowball is going to start to build. And he responded and he said, you know, it's not a mental block, and I don't know what people are saying out there, but that is one of the things people are saying, is wondering if this is a mental situation where he just needs to hit on a couple of those kind of things. So I don't know. I don't know what the secret recipe is for getting this offense to click more consistently and effectively over a full four quarters. You know, we joke around about the 300-yard passing game and how everybody seems to do it in this league, and Josh Allen still hasn't done that. And I don't think that is necessarily determines whether or not a quarterback is having success week to week. But it is something that if you're passing the ball consistently and, you know, operating your offense the way you want, you're going to just land on a couple of those. And so, yeah, I think that he knows he needs to be better. And I think that now, you know, one of the big things that I've maintained over the course of this whole last, now almost two seasons, is there's a little bit of a buffer zone in terms of, you know, expectations, because he's where he's coming from at Wyoming and, you know, the jump in competition. But now we're entering, you know, 25, this is going to be his 25th start when he goes up against Pittsburgh this weekend. And so the expectations are heightened. So if you throw up another game here with 50, 55% completion percentage, that's all supposed to be in the rearview mirror. So I think this was a wake-up call last week, despite it being against the Baltimore Ravens, who are an elite team. There's no ways around that. I mean, that defense is playing probably as well as any defense in the league the last 7, 8, 9 weeks. But that was a measuring stick where you didn't necessarily measure up. And so you get another opportunity this week. And I think that there's almost a sense of excitement about that, in that this next stretch of games, whether it be Pittsburgh or New England the following week, these are all measuring stick games. And I think this team is finally at the point where, you know, the excuses aren't there anymore and they want to prove it. And so now we'll see if they can prove it on Sunday.
You know, Thanksgiving Day, the late window, that's a huge mammoth stage. But this is Sunday Night Football. This is something that hasn't happened to this franchise in 12 years. What are the guys saying, Matt? Are they actually excited about this, or are they just kind of brushing it off as another game?
They do a good job of brushing it off. I mean, everybody you talk to in the locker room is like, you know, it's 1 week at a time. No game is viewed as any bigger than the other. But at the same time, you'll have Micah and Jerry Hughes coming off the field in Dallas screaming at the national reporters about not believing in them. So, you know, that's just the mentality. That's the culture. And it's something that Sean McDermott talked about today about, as something that he really respects about what Mike Tomlin has built in Pittsburgh. They built a culture that can sustain some real setbacks. You lose your Hall of Fame quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, and you have to end up on an undrafted rookie in Devlin Duck Hodges, and you're still successful. You're still going to have likely a winning record and potentially be a playoff team. And that's culture related. That's because these guys believe in, you know, what they're selling down there. And, you know, that's the same thing that's kind of going on here. So they really buy into that 1-11, 1 week at a time, do your job. And you know, most of them said that they didn't do their job well enough on the offensive side last week to get the job done. But I'm not so worried. I wouldn't be worried if I'm a Bills fan about, you know, the national stage. And I Lee Smith said today, once you get in between the white lines, I mean, there might be some hubbub leading up to the game, but once that game starts, it's all focus is on the task at hand. So, I also don't think that there's any like holdover. Like, I don't know what the stat was off the top of my head, but the Bills haven't won in Pittsburgh in what, a couple decades. And, you know, those teams don't matter to what this team is. And I know it's a Buffalo thing, and that's kind of its own little subculture in kind of that national spotlight and losing on that stage. But this team proved it on Thanksgiving that I don't think that should be too much of a concern.
Matt, we have a good feeling about the defense against Pittsburgh's offense. You mentioned it earlier. I'm curious about Pittsburgh's defense. It's a pretty good unit. And what weaknesses do they have that Brian Daboll may be able to dial up and exploit?
Yeah, I don't think too many teams have found that yet. And the issue is that at each level, like in the secondary and what Minkah Fitzpatrick has brought to that secondary and the fact that he's able to kind of swarm around and he has a lot of freedom in that defense, and you're really starting to see him come out of his shell. John Brown said today, watching him on film in Pittsburgh is a completely different situation than what you saw with him down in Miami, because he wasn't happy there. He was able to get traded, and now he's in a system that appreciates his skill set, what he brings. And he's a ball hawk, and he's a playmaker, and he's, you know, they're hard-hitting, they're tough. Their ends come flying off the edge. I mean, T.J. Watt is an absolute beast, and across their line, any one of those guys can finish. I mean, they're leading the league in sacks. They're up at the top of the league in turnovers, and they're just a real puzzle to try to figure out. Now, I don't necessarily think, I mean, Josh Allen kind of, you know, said this today in his press conference that he doesn't expect them to play as crazy in terms of all the blitz zeros and the percentage of plays that Baltimore blitzed last week. He doesn't expect that from Pittsburgh this weekend, but he did say that, and Brian Daboll said that, you know, when you experience those kind of moments, when you're seeing things, looks from defenses that you've never seen before, you'll be better prepared in the future to deal with that. And I think that this week against Pittsburgh, and then again against a really good talented defense that can rush the passer, take the ball away in the Patriots, he's going to have a few weeks here to kind of get himself primed for that play eventual, you know, and for Bills fans, knock on wood, playoff run that they're hoping to make here, because these guys this week, I mean, any type of mistake that you make can turn into 6 points. And that's something that they've done a good job of curtailing over the last, like, you know, 8, 9, 10 games. But it just takes one bad mistake for that to switch. The good thing here in this matchup is this offense for Pittsburgh, I just went back and watched the game actually this morning, and they do not inspire a lot of confidence. I mean, Duck Hodges, you know, all props to him and what he's been able to do. Great story. But all their points last week really came from mistakes by the Arizona Cardinals. They had one touchdown drive that really was all on that Pittsburgh offense. So depending on if Smith-Schuster can play, if Connor can play, I just don't think that against this Bills defense, coming off that performance against Lamar, very confident group, I think we could see a couple of takeaways from the Bills in this game and really dominate that uninspiring Pittsburgh offense.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard, our guest covering the Buffalo Bills. You're leading me right to my next question, because I look at the over-under for this game. 36.5. That is by far the lowest on the board this week. And so Vegas is telling us this is going to be a low-scoring game. Is this really what Sean McDermott might want? In other words, could you see this game going McDermott uber-conservative on offense? Don't make mistakes, because we know that Pittsburgh can't score against our defense. Could the game play out that way, Matt Perino?
I don't know if it would be like super conservative in the sense that, you know, he's going to completely maim his offense in terms of what he allows them to go out and do. But I do think there is a real good chance we're going to see a heavy dose of Devin Singletary and maybe even Frank Gore. This kind of game reminds me of, I can't remember the opponent, but when they ran the ball 39 times a few weeks ago, that could be this kind of game where when Devin Singletary maybe goes over 100 yards, Frank Gore can maybe get 50, 60. And I think they're going to really try to pound the Pittsburgh front seven, really play a physical brand of football. And I think that goes into the reasoning behind today being a light day. And they want to make sure that those bodies are recovered. They're able to kind of give maximum effort, because you're going to have to set the tone physically. I really thought that the defense did that last week. Offensively, they weren't able to do that. I don't know if they were up to the task. Mitch Morse talked about it in the locker room today also, about how, you know, when you have those kind of moments, you have to look yourself in the mirror across the line. And he thinks that everybody on that offensive line did that. And he expects for them to come out big and set the tone this week. So, I still think Josh Allen is going to play a factor in this game. And they're going to try to pass the ball a little bit, make some plays. But I think this could be a big Devin Singletary game.
Matt, what's on tap this week at NewYorkUpstate.com? What are you and Ryan working on?
Nothing too crazy. Last week was so big, I hate to admit it, we scaled it back a little bit, catching up on some hours. But we'll have everything coming out of One Bills Drive today, a lot of locker room stuff. And we'll have you covered previewing the game. Check out the YouTube page as usual, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
Matt, always the best. Keep up the good work, and we'll catch up over there before the holidays hit us here. Matt, appreciate your time on this Wednesday.
Awesome. Have a great one, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Perino, you can read his work at NewYorkUpstate.com and follow his work online as well, covering the Buffalo Bills. Doing a great job for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Our buddy Matt Perino, one of our regulars here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. All right, Gino. It's time for some takes. I'll drink to that in the sports bar. It's a little take space. You're always welcome to join us at 454 ESPN as well. And we haven't had a chance yet to talk about the aftermath of your big day yesterday. Yesterday was your birthday. You go home. You get all the love. You get all the... I'm not going to get into the intimate parts of your birthday, but I know that there's some good things that happened in your life yesterday that are worth sharing.
Okay, we got to
get to that as well.
All right, we'll get to that. There's something that's going to happen this Sunday that really people haven't... hit on in the NFL. What might that be? We'll kind of bend your mind around that. Something that we'll say goodbye to. Also, the Knicks are a mess. The Knicks are a terrible mess. But I've got a solution. I've got a solution for the franchise that at least will get me paying attention to this god-awful team.
I have an effective way to change someone. It's not going to be a popular thing that you're going to hear me saying. You'll be like, you're a monster. No, I'm not a monster. Hear me out. If you really want to effectively change someone, you have to do this to them. And this is a gesture that happens often in our day-to-day lives that for me personally, I really weigh your options here. I don't know that you need to exercise this gesture all the time to go over and above every single chance you get. I'll explain. It's the holiday season after all. I'll drink to that is on the way next. You're in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Surprise your loved ones with a gift of self-care by giving your loved ones a gift card from the spa at the Del Monte. A gift card allows that special someone to indulge with one of their signature spa treatments, bask in their salon services, and treat themselves to the many luxurious products in the spa at the Del Monte's boutique. Visit them at the spa at the Del Monte or purchase a gift card instantly at DelMonteSpa.com. Happy holidays from the spa at the Del Monte.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.